is a remastered version of Tribbles in Ecstasy, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The following live broadcast of Tribbles in Ecstasy may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of this station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised. Now give it up for Warp 11.
Guys, Katsu here. I just wanted to, today, if you are tuning in or checking us out, it's February 14th, which is commonly known as Valentine's Day. The staff is out between different personal things and a holiday, obviously, and whatnot. So I just wanted to take a minute as the host to kind of give you a really quick heads up as to what's going on in STO and maybe throw some thoughts at you. And just kind of see where, just kind of give you something to kind of tide you over until next week's episode. In the studio, obviously, it's just me. We don't really have a lot of people here because everybody else is kind of busy. So news this week, so from last week all the way to today, so from the 8th to the 14th. STO, first off, at about 1 o'clock Central Time, which will be 2 o'clock Eastern, Captain Smirk will be doing a broadcast. He's going to be running the Nimbus 3 missions and giving away prizes. So long as this gets up before then definitely go ahead and get that out. Get that, be there, get some prizes, hang out with Smirk, and, have a great time. In terms of news, obviously, what's come out recently is the Ferengi Nefar shuttle that they are giving away along with 20 Lobi, provided you are logging in through the ARC client. In other words, not the standalone client, not the Steam client. You have to log in through the ARC client for them to give you the swag. You log into the character that you want to be awarded the stuff. Afterwards, as I recall, Lobi's transferable, as is the shuttle. So. Or the shuttle is an unlock. It's an account unlock, but still. You still have to log in through the account you want it awarded to, kind of deal. So definitely go look at that. Only one dev blog, and it's a really, really quick dev blog, too. The Season 8, number 49, discusses new starship materials. The Moog gets its own unique skin, as well as the KDF ships get Type 3 skin. And the Fed get Type 5. So I'd recommend stopping by the ship customization kiosk in your relevant starbase and giving it a look-see, seeing what's going on. It's from the pictures they've seen, they look like really good setup. So I'm a big fan of ship customization. I like playing with the look of my ship as well. So definitely something to get out there, give a try to. Obviously, the anniversary event's still going on. There's a reputation mark event coming up next week. So definitely hit that up. And let's see what we can come up with in the wonderful world of Star Trek. Rachel Garrett did a fan video for STO's four-year. That's kind of like a tribute video. We found it. Shouldn't be too difficult to find online. It's a YouTube video. Just look up Rachel Garrett STO four year tribute. Shouldn't have any big problems. And the cast looked over it. The cast really liked it. We really enjoyed it, and we think that you'll enjoy it as well. Just kind of segue, get your brain going this weekend. I want to give you some thoughts here on 10 STO episodes that you just have to play. 10 episodes you just have to play. So with that in mind, we'll cue a little bit of mood music. Now you have to understand that these missions are in no particular order, but they're merely missions that I personally feel are worth they're worth discussing, these 10 missions. So the first mission that I have is Mind Game. It's part of the Romulan storyline, and it deals with torture and manipulation, and it's definitely a good episode. Mind Game, it kind of reaches in and messes with your head a little bit, especially as different things in the interface begin to modify or change depending on how your outlook on the subject looks. So again, Mind Game by the Romulan storyline, really good episode. Number two, Sphere of Influence. The return of Michael Dorn as Worf, his engaging of the Trek franchise, a lot of the involvement of things going on. It's definitely a really great episode. Sorry, my new co-host Duncan, he's jumped onto the deck of the Tribble. Number three, Colosseum. It's a really long mission, but it's very rewarding. It's in depth. Plus, it's got some definite melee, and it's the only way to pick up on the Fed side. It's the only way to pick up a non-Zen store Batleth. So it's definitely really cool, especially if you run it at higher tiers. You get the higher, like the 10 or the 11. It's a really good episode. I also had What Lies Beneath, also known as the Bonnykin. It's the Bonnykin of STO missions. I call it the Into Darkness of STO because, you know, for everybody hating Star Trek Into Darkness, it always seems to come up in every Trekkie or Trekker discussion at least once. And so, you know, it's this haunted horror show kind of thing, and it's really cool mission, and it definitely is definitely kind of scars people. Also, as I recall, this is the mission that gives you the protonic anti proton experimental gun. So, it's still one of the more effective anti Borg weapons in the game. So, halfway through the list, I have Second Wave. It's high stakes diplomacy. It's a return of the Jem'Hadar from a classic, iconic DS9 episode. Also, like I said, it's high stakes diplomacy. You got to negotiate some things, figure some things out. Really, the entire DS9 arc is really well done. I just I have a personal hatred of the mission of Bajor, so my recommendation would be, of course, to make that one of the priorities for going back and just finding a way to clean that mission up and make it a little less exhausting. There's just so much to do in that mission. So number six in the mission, number six. Number five was Second Wave, really good. Number six, Boldly They Rode. I love any time that new gameplay modes get played with, new gameplay modes get experimented with, and so Boldly They Rode is the beginning of the first time we deal with EVA suits and zero-G combat. So, the zero-G combat, the new gameplay, the infiltration of Deep Space Nine, really, really good mission. Really kind of meaty mission, you know? My number seven mission, My number 7 mission is, and again, this is in no particular order, just as I've written them down. My number 7 mission on my list is second star to the right, straight till morning. Straight on till morning. It's on the KDF storyline, and the Klingons attack Utopia Planitia, and this is early in the story, and I really feel that this sets the right tone for the MMO of Klingons versus Federation, and sets the tone for the future of what we're dealing with. So for number eight, we have the Doomsday Device. It's a very engaging story. Ties into an old TNG or ties into old TOS episode, and it introduces the Harpang. It brings in the Harpang torpedo, which is this amazing, crazy weapon that stays with you till the end of the game. If you get it, at a decent enough level. Unfortunately, it doesn't benefit from a lot of the buffs that a torpedo ship can benefit from, but it doesn't really have to because it deals just so much damage. My number 9 is the KDF mission, the Gates of Grethor. You literally storm. It's in the KDF track, and you literally storm the Gates of Hell. It's one of these missions that, like, you look at the Federation, it's like, okay, protect this, defend this, bring, peace and hippiness and all to the Federation worlds. But then you go over to the KDF side, Gates of Grethor, you storm the Gates of Hell. And there's the epicness of that scene and the epicness of jumping off of the Barge of the Dead with a cadre of Klingon warriors at your back. It just really can't be beat anywhere in the storyline. So definitely something I would look forward to. Finally, my number 10 is the most recent one, Step Between Stars. It's the Tuvok a generation, a genesis, I guess, or a reintroduction. But it also, as we've talked about before in the show, it's a very, very meaty episode. There's a lot of decisions you have to make. And all told, I think it's probably one of the most in-depth and probably the best mission that's ever been released for STO. So I just figured I'd leave you these talking points. If you disagree with me, definitely at Tribbles in XTC on Tribble or on Twitter. I'm at Katsu TSW, KATZUTSW on Twitter. Definitely, chime in. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what your opinions were. What do you think the top 10 best episodes of Star Trek Online were? Definitely chime in. And you know what? I guarantee that I will take every single list that's provided for us this, over the course of from now until, say, next episode. And what I will do is I will compile those and I will put forward that list to the crew, and we'll discuss it on the air. And I'll even include your name when you mention it. So definitely put that up, and we're going to have a good time. So with that being said, I just wanted to give you a real quick overview. I already run a little bit long, but thanks for listening, and we will see you on the 21st.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of Tribbles in Ecstasy, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to check Holosuite Media, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Tribbles in XTC, or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to tribblesinecstasy@gmail.com. Join us next week for another episode of Tribbles in Ecstasy, the only place where Tribbles and Klingons are friends.